Thank you, as always, for meditating. Because when you meditate and take that off the cushion and hold your mind and emotions in an awareness of them, then that is so helpful to the whole world and, of course, to everyone that we all are interacting with. We live in challenging times, and our times are further, I don't know if I want to use the word challenge, but they are further complicated temporarily by things going on in our own life. And as I look at the list of people who are here this morning, I know that almost everyone who's here this morning has things going on with their loved ones, with their friends, or with their own physical plane existence that are challenging, that you are navigating in addition to the world. And hence, this morning's image on the screen. We're not going to invoke Tara or Chenrezig or something like that. All of us have our own personal spiritual practices. But the way that we've been focusing in our meditations for the last few weeks have been a very practical, in the life application of awareness itself. And in order to facilitate that and further integrate that into our daily moments, we have been sitting in a variety of ways with the dimensions of our consciousness, beginning with our cells of our body. To say to invoke the protectors is to remind ourselves that we have within ourselves all kinds of tools, all kinds of training, all kinds of specifically mind training. And that within that mind training, of course, is the capacity to pacify. I don't know a better word than that. That's such a good word. To pacify arising concerns, arising emotions, arising fear, arising anxiety. Excuse me for a second. And it even could be arising pain, etc. So I'm setting this up because we're going to be doing this for a couple of weeks. So the protectors, and this is so in every tradition that I'm aware of, the protectors essentially are mirroring back to us, right? A Buddhist protector, a Kachina, Jesus, the Christ, Devi, Mahadevi, Kali, Isis, Horus, Thoth, you name them, Quetzalcoatl, you name them, and they are outside of us because that's where the mirror is, just like in our bathroom. That's where the mirror is. And they reflect back to us all these images, all these presentations, reflect back to us that which is inside us. So to invoke the protectors is to invoke those qualities within ourselves, to remind ourselves that those qualities are innate. Patience, tranquility, strength, vigor. You know, if we are, you know, there's lots of things that we're navigating as a world, as a humanity, and individually that require all kinds of different qualities from us, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, that require our consciousness to flow with the daily, sometimes hourly, minute by minute, changing and fluid conditions of our life and the life that we share with one another, close by, locally, and of course, globally. And those who have training, you know, I just want to cry. I mean, those who have training, we have a skill set that the world needs. And that's not a special statement. That doesn't make us special. Nothing like that. But, you know, you go to a healer because the healer has a training. You want a portrait done, you go to a painter because the painter has training. So we have training, and we are continuing that training with ourselves. And that training isn't for us, and if we ever thought that it is so, you know, we've missed something important in understanding. This training, of course, benefits us. Yes, it benefits us, but it never was for us. Because nothing is actually for the individual. Everything is for the whole. So let's meditate. And just let me clear my throat again. Let's begin by thinking for yourself. Name for yourself your two immediate go-tos when something is challenging you. What do you do? Do you take a breath? Do you breathe up? Do you feel your feet get grounded? What do you do? You should have them. This should be quick, automatic. That's what you do. Drop into one of them. Do it right now. Very fully present. I'm going to suggest eyes open. And smile as we deepen into your technique. Deepen. And let your deepening unfold as it will. Just stay with the one familiar technique that you use probably many times through the day. But now we're letting it deepen and unfold, ripen. Now, it is likely that the state of your consciousness and mind, emotions, etc., is not something fancy right now, but it is alert and tranquil. To some extent, it's tranquil and alert. There's a clarity. Before we spend the whole rest of our time in meditation, let's just take note of that. Your go-to is a protector. You are the protector of your own state of mind and emotions. And the image on the screen could be any number of images. But the reason why in Buddha Dharma they're depicted, and in other traditions too, with jewelry, with refined features, often with precious metals, and a sense of beauty and calm and peace, is because of what you just experienced. Again, that's a mirror. It's mirroring back to each of us. We all just experienced a refinement, even of where we were at, 4 minutes ago. Our state refined. We don't have to measure the refinement, that's silly, but it refined. Our state went from coarse, just using the term, not judging it. It went from coarse, getting to the cushion, whatever was going on in our morning activity. It went from coarse to precious. Again, more refined, a precious quality. Our emotions and mind went from listening, which it's doing now, but you're listening now from the ground of tranquility and clarity. And before, whatever measure of tranquility and clarity was there, and I'm sure there was, also included whatever was before you got to the cushion. But that's been quelled while we're sitting. All this is so worth noticing, owning in the way of, wow, yeah, wow. And so this is something that I understand is really truly inside me. Without question. And so we can grow in our confidence of this ground, that we are not only our own best protector, the protector of our mind and emotions, of our body, but like a warrior, right? A warrior has a samurai. A samurai, there were warriors to protect their village, to protect their emperor, etc. So then these same qualities are for the protection of the world, for the protection of the human consciousness. So we smile, take a long, slow, deep breath. Eyes open, please. We spend a day with our eyes open. Let's meditate that way. A gentle focus in the eyes. And we sit well, feel our integrity, our breath coming and going. Being present, we feel presence, the presence of the cells in our body that are life and light and generosity. Trillions of cells in our body that are life, light, and generosity. That's their nature. And we are present to our auric emanations, to our emanatory fields that are vibrating and pulsing and extending fully integrating into the wholeness and the unity of Earth and all its beings. We are a blended part of the whole. And we sit aware, sentiently, sensitively, just aware. We are present. And for the last few minutes, rest your eyes if you want. You take a long, slow, deep breath to complete, knowing that we breathe with all of existence. as we take it off the cushion. We integrate our states of being into the world. May it be of benefit. Love you all. Create your day.